acting crazy. You're too sensitive. You're remembering things wrong. If anyone's ever said things like this to you, you may have been a victim of gaslighting. It's Mental Health Week, so how can you spot gaslighting? And what should you do if you fall victim to it? Rachel Hannam is a Brisbane psychologist. Rachel, what is gaslighting?
So gaslighting is behaviour that you receive from someone which leads you to really doubt your own perceptions about reality and feel sort of disoriented or destabilised and distressed. That used to really mean extreme manipulation that could induce mental illness. But now it's simply defined as making someone question their reality by denying or calling into question their perceptions.
Yeah, that no, you imagined that happened, or you imagined that that was said, or that kind of thing, where you have a version of what's happened to you, and somebody will utterly deny that that was ever the case.
Yeah, or it could be just something as simple as, you know, you're too sensitive, or you can't take a joke, or I'm sorry that you feel hurt by that. So it's sort of denying their reality, and it tends to be the case that one person is open to listening to the other person's point of view, but the gaslighter is completely denying the other person's reality.
Rachel, how common is gaslighting?
Well, unfortunately, it's more common than we would like to believe. It's a term that became quite popular. In fact, I believe it was deemed one of the most useful words in 2016 by Oxford Dictionary or something, you know, because it came onto the scene in a big way a few years back. And a lot of clients have landed in my office saying, well, Rachel, I want to check something out with you. Do you think I'm being gaslighted here? And they give me some examples, and very often my answer is yes. Sometimes it seems like the person is very consciously doing it to try and manipulate and deflect all the blame onto this person, but sometimes it's more subtle and I don't think they're consciously doing it. They just don't know how to take responsibility for their own part in the problem.
Does the gaslighter usually know what they're doing? Are they deliberately manipulative?
Well, like I said, I think sometimes they definitely are. And we do see this with some personality disorders, that, you know, one of the ways the perpetrator gets control of the situation is by taking the, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, my way or the highway kind of approach, and completely calling into question the other person's memory, perceptions, feelings, and trying to control them, not letting them hang out with friends, and really making the person doubt themselves, can include denying, you know, things that they saw with their own eyes, or it can be, you know, harsh punishment. So some of that could be happening unconsciously, but a lot of the time it is conscious by, you know, an abuser or a perpetrator.
What are the signs that you've been a victim of gaslighting or that you are being gaslighted?
Well, if your self-esteem is diminishing and you're starting to really question yourself more than you used to, if you're starting to feel quite detached and isolated, maybe a sense of losing touch with reality or losing touch with others, this could be a red flag. A lot of the signs are in the other person's behaviour. I've had clients whose partners wouldn't let them hang out with their friends, told them what they like or shouldn't like. You know, they said, I'm always apologising to him. You know, I never feel good enough for her. So, you know, he's accusing me of ridiculous things. There's silent treatment. So, you know, there's lots of behaviours, but the thing to be worried about is if your own self-esteem is diminishing and you're really having a lot more self-doubt than you used to, these could be signs you're being gaslighted.
Is it something that happens gradually, or can it happen very quickly in a relationship?
Well, if it happens very quickly, I think the person doing the gaslighting realises that they might be giving the game away. So if it happens quickly, most people go away. More likely it's going to happen slowly. It could begin with love bombing, and this is something for people to be very aware of. If they meet somebody who showers them with love and praise and acknowledgement and compliments and gifts, then, you know, that could be the start of trying to sort of distract and manipulate them. And then slowly, like you said, but surely, they could begin to make their partner question their own reality.
ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, you're with Kelly Higgins-Devine. You're hearing from Rachel Hannam, Brisbane psychologist. It's Mental Health Week and we're talking about gaslighting, which is something that can be quite harmful to your mental health. How can it affect your mental health, Rachel?
Well, because you feel doubtful about your own feelings, doubtful about your own perceptions, it can slowly chip away at your sense of self-worth, your self-esteem. In more extreme cases, it can start to diminish your connectedness with friends and family and start to feel isolating, which can of course lead to mental health struggles like anxiety and depression. So it's really worth getting onto this sooner rather than later.
Can we do anything to prevent ourselves becoming victims of gaslighting?
Well, you know, we were just talking before about how it often happens quite slowly. And there's a term in the popular sort of literature called breadcrumbing, where, you know, the person might kind of send mixed messages and lead the person on. So, you know, I think there can be early warning signs which are hard to see. One of my clients applies what he calls the Notting Hill test, and I haven't seen the movie Notting Hill, but I believe it's, you know, ask your friends, introduce this person to your friends, and, you know, get some outside perspectives on the person that you're dating. I mean, workplaces can be quite good for this as well, because when we go to our colleagues and say, is it just me? Or are you kind of having difficulty with this person's, our boss's behavior or whatever? So sometimes we do need to check our perceptions against other people's perceptions, because it's very easy to think, am I crazy? Having a good therapist is really good. Of course, I'm biased, but to kind of check with them that you're not making things up and that this behavior is a bit worrying. So, you know, it's very easy to be hoodwinked by the hormones that come along with novelty and romance, but I think we're very wise to be cautious, tread carefully until we really get to know someone, which often takes longer than we think. It does take quite a long time to get to know somebody.
How long does it take? I reckon you've got 6 months before everyone's off their best behaviour.
At least. I read some research that shows that it takes, when they ask couples who've been together for many, many years, 10 or 20 years, how long until you felt like you really knew your partner? They said 4 years on average.
Wow.
So it's longer than people think to really know someone. They're off their best behavior, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly about them. And you still love them anyway because they don't make you feel crazy. They do know how to come back and apologize and take some responsibility for their part in the problem. Then you're probably on a winner. And you're not being gaslit.
The first time you step out of the loo and go, I'd give that 20 minutes. That's when you know you've settled in.
that's right. And, you know, that's one test. And another big test is how they manage conflict. Because this whole thing about gaslighting is deflection of blame and responsibility, not managing conflict. And in fact, creating conflict through trying to, you know, blame and criticize and destabilize the other person. So managing stress and conflict in a relationship is still a huge predictor of satisfaction in the long run. And so a lot of people wonder, what can I do if my partner or my boss or friend is gaslighting me? Well, you can't change anybody else. And so you've got to really know what your needs are and be very good with your boundaries. And it may even be the case that you have to decide to end the relationship.
Yeah. And then this is it. Rachel, it's not just romantic relationships where this can happen. It can be friendships or it can be work as well, where, you know, you've interpreted a conversation one way and quite reasonably, and all of a sudden it's, oh, that never happened. No, that's not what I meant. And it's like, oh, no, that is what happened. And you're left floundering.
Absolutely. In fact, this can happen in any relationship. And another place it happens is between parents and children. When parents ignore their child or adult child's subjective experience and denies it, or if the parent plays the victim, makes their child feel bad about themselves, is overly controlling, you know, these are actually forms of gaslighting from parents to children. And I've had many clients come to me and say, I realized that for years my parent bullied and gaslighted me.
What can we do then to recover from that experience?
Well, I think the first step, having the word gaslighting, you know, although sometimes it's overused like any word in popular psychology, you know, it does help us see that it's a thing. You're not imagining it. It's a phenomenon. I think the second step is to get very clear on your own feelings and needs and give yourself permission to have your feelings and needs. You know, these are legitimate, valid feelings that you're having, and your needs are also valid and legitimate. So once we have conviction in ourselves, we're less susceptible to the effects of gaslighting. And then if we learn to be more assertive, and maybe we need support around us to do that.
Yep.
And the other person doesn't soften, doesn't give a bit of leeway and can't kind of negotiate, then we need to possibly pull back from that relationship, get clear about our dosage, you know, how much we're going to have that person in our life.
Yep.
And sometimes we need, I've even had adult clients make the hard decision to cut a parent or sibling out of their life altogether because it was toxic because of this gaslighting, which is a tragic and heartbreaking decision, but it was the one they came to. But certainly the first step is to get stronger in your own self-belief and convictions about, you know, what it is that you want, feel and need.
Yeah. Well, Rachel Hannam, great having a chat with you about this tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Kelly.
Rachel Hannam, Brisbane psychologist, talking to us about gaslighting in this Mental Health Week.